Good afternoon. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Well, it's in mankind's nature to desire to be God or become God or be gods. Transhumanism from Homo sapien to Theos or to Zeus in the Greek. Or Poseidon, and with women, the desire to be Athena or Thea, a race of gods, Theoi, beyond, above human, the final evolution, mortal to immortal, and the final frontier, godhood. This is the desire of man. I was reading yesterday, presenting to you, AI has created a new molecule that is not found in human nature, and that can change human genes to cure even the rarest of diseases. What is the disease that is the disease that every human being has, a common disease? What is that disease? Death. And mankind has its eyes on finding a way to cheat death. This is the purpose of AI, the purpose of evolution, transhumanism, genetic research. There's an article I'm going to begin with today out of the winepress.com, winepressnews.com. Tech and financial gurus seek to leverage AI to live forever and preserve their wealth. Get ready for human-level AI that will have the most powerful lobbying cadre in the world backing their rights, technocratic elites. The companies and their systems, of course, will also continue to work with government on the most sophisticated weaponized AI to surveil, manipulate, and police and conduct war on the domestic and foreign fronts. As much as all that is, there is even more envisioned for AI. Tech elites see themselves as merging with AI in life. The desire for godhood, immortality. So these people are furiously investing in life extension technologies to find that genetic fountain of youth that will allow them and escape velocity from the timeline of death that mere mortals have always faced. Isn't that interesting? Escape velocity to escape death. There's a Peter Diamandis. He's a co-founder of Singularity University with Ray Kurzweil. And he recently, in a conversation with technology investor Kathy Wood, says that AI is speeding and unlocking the unlocking of life extension therapies and genetic reprogramming. This has been a method for thousands of years. For thousands and thousands of years. It is called blood therapy or I'm trying to remember the term, where they drink your blood. Oh my gosh. I was so interested in the article, I forgot the term that they use. Adrenochrome. Adrenochrome. Now, going back to the time of Moses, Moses wrote laws, dietary laws, moral laws, civil law. And one thing that was forbidden is to drink the blood of animals, because the life is in the blood. So it was forbidden to drink blood. And there's disease in blood also. And in the time in which we live, very shortly, Russia and nations are going to come and attack Israel in the area that we know as Transjordan, or the nation of Jordan. I bring this up because it says that the God of Israel is going to call the birds to dinner. And he says, come. And this is going to happen also at Armageddon. And he tells the birds, come to the feast and eat flesh and drink blood until you are drunk. The word drunk, the animals will eat and drink blood, and it will affect them, and they will act like people that are drunk. I don't think they're going to want to fly. They're probably going to hurt themselves. The life is in the blood. Well, that up to the present has been an age-old practice. Drinking blood to stay young, vital, vibrant, or to be have vitality, to be vibrant. So this Peter Diamandis, he states that AI is speeding and unlocking the unlocking of life extension therapies and genetic reprogramming. They don't need adrenochrome. It's going to be that adrenochrome is what the wealthy, the elites of the world prefer over the drugs that are used on the streets. Now, here's what this Kathy Wood states. I'm going to go to a break in a few seconds. I'll have to return. Immortality. Everybody wants the fountain of life. And Jesus Christ said, I am the fountain of life. I am life itself. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Did you know that 6 in 10 Americans are suffering with chronic disease? Join us for an enriching experience featuring esteemed speakers such as The Highwire's Del Bigtree, renowned farmer Joel Salatin, medical rebel Dr. Lee Merritt, pioneering naturopath Dr. Henry Ely, and many more. With a diverse lineup of over 15 speakers, 55 vendor booths, and an anticipated 1,500 attendees, this summit is your gateway to authentic authentic solutions for healthier living. Don't let this chance slip by. To enhance your journey towards well-being, discover healthier solutions, and connect with like-minded individuals. Get your tickets now for June 1st at the Scenic Ranch in Loveland, Colorado. Call or text 970-475-4083. That's 970-475-4083. Or visit NaturallyInspiredHealthSummit.com.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
So what I'm presenting is New Frontiers. New Frontiers and a final frontier from mortal to immortal. Godhood. Homo sapien to deity. To theos. This is where man, this is the trajectory, the direction of mankind presently, to escape, not gravity, to escape death. And Christ and the prophets in Israel and the apostles stated that there would be a time in the years before Christ returns, especially in the last decade, where knowledge would increase and the secrets of the universe, the secrets of life, immortality, would be in the grasp of mankind. And Revelation says that there will be people that will reach that point where physically they will not die. And it will be such a curse that they will desire to die, and death flees from them. On yesterday's program, I was presenting this matter of a molecule that was created by AI. Never before in the history of mankind, this molecule was not created. It didn't exist. But now through AI, they have created this molecule that they are introducing and planting in the DNA of human cells. And eventually, the human cells are going to be injected into humans. And what is going to be the, what's going to happen? What is the outcome? AI was trained on a database of 5.1 million CRISPR-associated Cas proteins, allowing it to create potential molecules that could be used in gene editing. Not for disease only, but immortality. This is what the Bible says, not what I say. I'm presenting to you what's in the Bible. The only perfect document ever written, the Bible, the Holy Bible, and in it the prophecies that will occur in our time. One of the things, according to this Kathy Wood, one of the things I want to get to my favorite pet subject on human health span and longevity is we just released the largest X Prize ever. $111 million of capital for the team that could reverse loss of function in muscle and cognition by 20 years or more. So we have 300 teams hopeful. We'll get to 1,000 teams completed, competing for this X Prize. It's funded out of Saudi and out of the U.S. But what folks don't realize is that we've all accepted death, 80, 90 years old. It's just the way it is. There are species on this planet, bowhead whales that lived up to 200 years, and Greenland sharks that lived up to 500 years, who have pups at 200 years. And the question is, why can they and why can't we? And when I was in medical school years ago, for me, the realization was it's either a hardware problem or a software problem, and we're going to be able to eventually solve it. So she says, going on, quote, I think this is the decade that we have the tools to understand why we age and how to slow it, how to stop it, how to reverse it. And you want to talk about impact on society? Imagine if at 70, 80, 90, you had the energy when you had 30 or 40, right? Demantis, along with Tony Robbins, owns a company called Fountain Life, which offers some of the world's most sophisticated diagnostic and life extension technologies to high net worth clients. Adrenochrome is probably preferred by many of the elites. Going on with the article, but for many elites getting up there in age, it's not likely that chemical and genetic life extension science will advance quickly enough to save them. And I say, praise the Lord. These people don't need to live any longer, because if they live longer, they will only do more evil. Can you imagine if Adolf Hitler could have been in power another 5 years? The world would be completely Aryan. There would be no blacks, no Jews, no Hispanics, just Aryans. The Bible says that death for the righteous is a blessing. And it can go two ways. The righteous know when they have finished their course, completed their duties to mankind and to God, and they're ready to be with God in the future. But they're also happy that death is used by God to cut the lives of the wicked short, to end their lives, because if they live longer, they'd only do more evil. Let's say that George Soros should live another 30 years. Will the world be a better place? How about Klaus Schwab? If he should live another 30 years, is the world going to be a better place? How about the other individuals that have created so much misery and death and suffering to the world? There came a day when Henry Kissinger, his end came. All of the nations that had warrants out for his arrest, the warrants have been canceled. Now, she goes on to say, poor Charlie Munger missed his chance, and it's not looking good for George Soros or Warren Buffett. For the current crop of mega billionaires who aren't willing to just give up all that wealth, finangled over a lifetime of relentless ambition, ruthless competition, monopolistic buyouts, political bribery, and sometimes even a good or original idea or two, AI may be the more immediate answer. The idea of being able to somehow copy the contents of a human brain and upload it in digital form to exist as a digital external intelligence has long been posited by AI-focused transhumanists like Ray Kurzweil. Nothing quite like that currently exists, but AI digital twinning is a technology that is advancing rapidly enough to be an approximation of the eternity dream. This is what they have in their hearts. The eternity dream. Excluding that from the dream of not only living eternally, but being God. Being God-like, corporately, gods, plural. All through AI. And this is what Christ said, and the prophets in the Old Testament stated, that a world would come that would be so sophisticated that we would travel, we would fly, we would spend time in outer space, we would touch the planets, we would gather material from comets, we would take the DNA of creatures that had long been dead for thousands, millions, or thousands, hundreds of thousands of years, or thousands of years, and tens of thousands of years, and take their DNA and bring that DNA back to life and put that DNA in a form where it could be implanted in humans. Vaccinations. This is in the Bible. It's in the book of Revelation. The world, Christ wanted the world to see the nature of man and what man is capable of doing. Mass starvation. I was watching a video on the starvation of Asians through Mao, Russians, Ukrainians, Germans, starvation in Africa, starvation through, in this country to some degree, very limited starvation. But this was one of the tools, one of the weapons that mankind has used. It's cheaper than lead. It just takes longer. Not that long. This is the evil in the heart of man. This is what Christ in the book of Revelation wanted John to write, to put in a book, to send to our generation. That it would be in our generation. In Revelation chapter 6, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, it's very clear. One of the horsemen is famine, starvation. And the people that have the power to starve other people are the wicked individuals of nations that hold power. War, yes. War is one of the ways to eliminate countries or to depopulate, especially the men. In Isaiah, it talks about a time where there's going to be a shortage of men, a big shortage. There's going to be seven women that are going to try to find a man, and all they ask is that the man will give the woman, let us use your last name. They'll feed themselves, house themselves, dress themselves. All they want to use is the man's name. Because it was a shame at the time of Isaiah for a woman to die as a handmaid or as an unmarried. It was a shame. But what happens in war? A depletion of men from 12 to 60. Don't think young boys don't know how to fight in war. I have a friend that was in Cambodia during right after the Vietnam War, and he told me stories of the young children, 10 years of age, that had rifles. And he said he'd never seen so much hatred in the eyes of young people like he'd seen in those young Cambodian children after the Vietnam War was over. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Have you memorized every public restroom on your way to work? Sat through too many meetings with horrible stomach pain? Is no energy your new normal? It's time to spill your guts. Urgent diarrhea, chronic stomach pain, and extreme fatigue can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help today at spillyourguts.org. That's spillyourguts.org.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time home buyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit coloradoproperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end, no safety or surprise, the end.
And this is the end for the wicked. The time of their end is near. Within less than a decade, the wicked are going to be gathered and thrown into fire. This is what the scripture says. Now, Going back to the article, again, the article is out of thewinepress.com, thewinepressnews.com. Continuing with the article, the idea of being able to somehow copy the contents of a human brain and upload it in digital form to exist as a digital eternal intelligence has long been posted by AI-focused transhumanists like Ray Kurzweil. Nothing quite like that currently exists, but AI digital twinning is a technology that is advancing rapidly enough to be an approximation of the eternity dream. There's going to be eternity, but it's going to be in fire. The technology currently offered in at least beta or early forms by a number of companies uses generative AI systems, variously powered via Chat, GPT, Google, or Amazon AI, etc., on the back end, that promise to create digital twins of humans. I don't think the world wants a digital twin of me, and I don't think the world wants a digital twin of you. I know what's in my heart. I don't need a digital twin. And we don't need a digital twin of Klaus Schwab. We don't need a digital twin of Tony Fauci or these type of men. I think we could probably get by with a digital twin of Joe Biden. Yeah, I think we could get away with that. How serious are some of the world's current wealthiest about using such technologies to not only recreate themselves in digital form, but live on, controlling their empires and wealth into perpetuity? I don't think so. The answer is, they are not joking. One bit. Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum has devoted whole forums on the possibilities of digital eternals. So we have a new term, digital eternals. As this ex-post from Wide Awake Media reminds, Schwab told a group of young leaders in the linked footage, quote, "You have a chance to look forward to a career of 50 years, maybe more. Your avatar will continue to live, and your brain will be replicated through artificial intelligence and algorithms, but at least 50 years. In a recent conversation, Diamandis and Salim Ishmael posted that AI, sooner or later, will gain legal status as a conscious, autonomous intelligence with rights equal to humans, speaking specifically about the prospects of an artificial superintelligence being accorded rights over intellectual property that creates... They had this exchange. It creates had this exchange. So, eventually AI replacing, what they're thinking is AI replacing mankind, Homo sapien, or mankind. Well, that could never be possible. Well, I'm going to give you a principle in the Bible. Everything is in the Bible. In the book of Genesis, men were building a tower, and the purpose of the tower was either as like a transmitter or a receiver, and they were the purpose of it was to reach God's eternal throne, to the realm where God the Creator, who they knew about, the eternal God who created the universe through his intelligence, through his wisdom, they wanted into that throne room because they knew if they could enter into that throne room, they could be God. They could be God. Well, in Isaiah chapter 14, there's an individual that states, I am going to seat myself above God's throne in his heaven. I will be as God. I'll read it when I come back from the break. But this is the coming Antichrist. Yes, and Lucifer did make those declarations also. But there's an individual that is coming that we know as, in the Christian world, Antichrist. In the non-Christian world, the world of the Jewish people, the abomination of desolation, who will declare himself to be God in the temple, God over all things. Well, in Genesis, in the account where man was building this structure, I don't know, to God, God said, they looked down and saw man, the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the eternal God, looked down and said, let us go down and let us disrupt their language, their communication, because whatever is in their heart, if they are one, if they have a unity, that unity will give them the right to do whatever they desire. And they want to build this temple, this Tower of Babel, to reach and enter our world. If we don't confuse them, they most likely, I think God is saying they can do it. So God confused the languages. He confounded the languages. Well, through AI, through computers, now the world, once again, can communicate with one language using a keyboard and computer. So God is saying that, yes, man is going to find the key to eternal life. He is going to have that key. It's in the book of Revelation. They will have immortality, and they're going to seek death. They want to die, and death will flee from them. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
The Tree Farm's early spring tree and shrub sale is going on now. Come see thousands of trees, shrubs, perennials, and more with huge savings. See what's on sale at thetreefarm.com. 6-foot-tall aspen clumps are just $119.99 each. 3-year-old Cheyenne Privet Hedge now gets 6 for $306. 6 to 8-foot spring snow fruitless crab apple now $139.99. At the Tree Farm,
you take
come see.
25 to exit 235. Then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never ever think of it. function as a feeling human being. With your bachelor love, I'll help you get by.
So if mankind is one, nothing will be impossible. So God, he confused the languages, and with this digital, with AI, artificial intelligence, there will come a time when God will also confuse the conversations with all of technology in the world. There's another principle, too, that everything that is built on sand can be shaken. You build your home on sand, well, you're building on shifting sand. Whatever you build will collapse. All of this computer technology, the chips, everything is built with silicone, sand, and it will, in the future, it will be shaken, and it will cease to function. In this country, there will come a time when the EMPs, we talk about this. Yes, there will be a time in this country, 6 years out, 7 years out maybe, where EMPs will destroy the ability to air condition in the summer and heat in the winter. And one thing about the environment, nothing is more cruel than the environment. Who can stand against the Lord's cold? And who can stand against the heat of the day? It says that men will raise their fist and blaspheme God. Now, going on to this, these individuals had an exchange, Diamandis and Salim Ishmael. Diamantis, yes, this is talking about who's going to have rights over artificial superintelligence. Diamandis, yes, I mean, we are just complicated machines finally. As much as people like to believe something else, the question is, if complexity gets high enough, the interesting thing is going to be whether or not these large AI models start finding insights beyond humans in words determining new physics, determining new chemistry, or new insights into biology. Ishmael, I absolutely expect that to happen because they're going to be better at signal to noise than anything that we're focused on. Because remember again, all of our functionality for 4 billion years of evolution has had a survive and procreate focus and function. Diamantis, so what happens is when an AI model comes up with a brand new material, a room temperature superconductor, and it's been invented, who owns it? That's going to be interesting. Ishmael, that's going to be a very interesting question. Whoever owns the robot, at some point, the robot's going to go, I want to be my... At some point, the robot's going to go, I want to be my own person. Diamandis. But the robot right now, the AI algorithm is, let's say, it's GPT-5, but it's my data. But OpenAI and Microsoft say, no, it was created by our construct on our platform. I'll give you an idea that I'm thinking about. And this is a freebie to any dictator or president of any country out there. Why don't you pass the laws that allow an AI to incorporate a corporation on its own without human involvement in your country? And then we'll start to see AIs incorporating and creating businesses in your country. And if you just say you can own it, and if you just say you can own it, but you have to pay taxes, I would think that would be fascinating. So even AI is going to pay taxes. So this is the direction that the world is going. We're moving this direction. New molecules that have never existed before, created by AI, and they're using this new molecule, putting it into CRISPR technology, What are they going to create? And will this kind of technology be used on the coming Antichrist when he, when his assassination attempt, which actually does kill him, according to Revelation chapter 17, he does die, but he comes back to life. And when he comes back to life, the whole world is going to be in awe, and they're going to say, truly, this must be Christ. This must be God. And they're going to worship him. Are they going to use this CRISPR new molecule technology? What are they going to do? How are they going to do this? Or is it just going to be the power of the devil? Or a combo? But it is going to happen. With this new technology, the it always ends up in the DNA of mankind. You can try to, we can try to ignore it, but everything is happens in the DNA. Let's see here. So, going on with the article, here's Eve, a digital AI. Hello, Joe. It's a pleasure to meet you. How can I assist you today? Whether it's troubleshooting, seeking advice, or simply having a friendly chat, I'm here to help. Free to share your thoughts and questions with me? JD, this would be, who is John Doe? Can you tell me what you know about the possibilities possibilities of me using personal AI to create a digital version of myself? Eve, absolutely, Joe. Personal AI offers incredible possibilities for creating a digital version of yourself. It's not just limited to business applications. Do you want a digital replica of yourself? If you do, I think you're crazy. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492. 720-680-0492.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax,
up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom, the count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1.
According to Christ's words in Matthew chapter 24, the world will at some point prior to his coming, we will be in a world that is so evil, so dangerous, so extreme, a time that is insufferable, and it would be a time where if he doesn't return, no flesh will be saved. And with mankind and the technology that we have, and we've had it for quite a while, we don't really know what these children of Frankenstein have been doing in bio labs. We don't know. We don't know what is happening with the extension of Bill Gates's brain with the Microsoft International. We don't know what they're doing with computers. We have no idea. But I guarantee you, their objective is immortality. Their objective is transhumanism. Take Homo sapien, transform the Homo sapien into Homo sapien plus, a new Borg. It's called Homo Borg Genesis, a new Homo sapien with plant DNA, animal DNA, DNA from Nephilim, from Neanderthal man, from eternal cancer cells, and new molecules. Mankind, and that in the trajectory that we're going, we cannot survive unless Christ returns. With the famines, if they can't transform you into a transhuman, then you're going to be starved to death, or you're going to be sent to war, or you're going to be given some kind of a disease, a plague, and you're not going to be able to recover from it. This is the children of the devil, the employees of the devil. Everything that I'm presenting on yesterday's program, today's program, in the past programs, these are the employees of Lucifer, and Lucifer's objective was to destroy mankind, and it will never, that objective is still priority one. Destroy mankind, he can destroy God, and Lucifer can become the owner of the universe. Well, the Bible says that this creature will be thrown into the lake of fire along with all of his employees, including Antichrist and the false prophet, who creates these technologies. Rick Rodriguez will visit tomorrow. Have a good night.
A lot of radio stations can boast about having 2, 3, even 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is that their average listener only listens for 4 minutes. And if they're listening to music, they're constantly changing the channel. Same old boring commentary. Or as soon as a commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have some of the longest continuous listener minutes in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial as soon as a commercial commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss one second of their favorite programs. Advertise with AM 1360 KHNC and have your message heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We have the best rates in Colorado. So call us at 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.